What's up, you guys? Welcome back to the show. I am doing this from my car, so I apologize in advance if the audio is not as good as it normally is. I'm doing it in my car because I'm working outdoors today, and I had this fresh on my mind, so I just wanted to get it out here. This episode will be relatively quick, straightforward. If you saw my promo, I was talking about me changing careers. Well, let me rephrase that, changing directions in my career. And, you know, a lot of times as freelancers, we put our heart and soul into our babies, our projects, right? And I say this with air quotes, to quit is heartbreaking. It's devastating because it makes you feel like a failure. You know, you put everything into something and it starts to rise and everything is good. Everything is going like it should. And then it starts to fall. And I think I've said this either on my podcast or on my YouTube channel or on my Facebook or Instagram. All my accounts are public. Nothing's private. You know, I don't put anything on there that's divisive or anything like that. You know, I got my opinions about stuff, but still I keep it PG, you know, because I have nieces and nephews and my daughter and everybody that listens to what I post, and I like to keep it PG. Anyway, everything's public, and I've said publicly, like, what scares me the most is the fall. What I mean is, it's relatively easy to rise when you're building something because you're enthusiastic, you're excited, so you're going to put all your energy into it. It's your baby. You know, you've created this entity, this business, this service, whatever it is that you do outside of a 9-to-5, you've created that from scratch. So it's going to get all your energy, all your attention, all your focus. So you rise, your business starts to rise, you get clients, word of mouth starts to spread, good reputation. You know, so the rise is relatively easy in comparison to sustainability and recovery from the fall. The fall scares me because you put all your energy into the rise, and then if things start to level out and then start to fall, it is almost impossible to bounce back. And I say almost strongly because you do have options. But before I get to that option, real quick, I'll give you an example. Back in the day before Facebook, there was MySpace. MySpace was the greatest thing since the internet. Everybody and their mamas was on MySpace. Then MySpace started getting inundated, flooded with kids. And I used to call it kid space because you get on there just to socialize and do whatever. And you just see a bunch of kid posts, rappers, models, whatever they want it to be. And it just flooded your page. I don't know if I was using it right, but I don't think you had control of the algorithm at the time. So whatever was just in the timeline was just in the timeline. It was just on your feed. And my feed was inundated with kids doing kid stuff. So it became kid space and I just stepped away. Well, not only did I step away, but a bunch of people stepped away and MySpace started to fall, and it fell bad. And then if I'm not mistaken, it was redone, reinvented, rebuilt, purchased by Justin Timberlake. And if I'm not mistaken also, I think MySpace is still a thing. But it is not even remotely close to what it used to be because of the fall, because of Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Periscope, all these other ones that I don't even know exist. But all those other platforms turned out to be better than MySpace. But MySpace, even with a world famous, huge name like Justin Timberlake, it could not recover from the fall. They tried to reinvent themselves, but they couldn't recover from the fall. And I don't want to say that to sound discouraging because I'm in the process of reinventing myself. I said in my post, my advertisement for this, that I am going to be reinventing my craft. I'm still a photographer, still a photo editor, but, you know, I've been doing photography for, I want to say 18 years now. and or coming up on 19 actually, or well, in May it'll be 19. But anyway, back in the day when I first got into photography, I used to shoot photography and try not to use Photoshop because I thought Photoshop was cheating. But then the reality is Photoshop is an absolute necessity, but it depends on how you use it. You can't just hit the magic button and everything turn out beautiful. I thought that, then I realized that wasn't the case. So then I turned my primary focus into Photoshop. I mean, I still, you know, learned to master photography. And that's not a brag. It's just, you know, I've been doing this for this long. I better be a master at it, you know? So I learned to master photography for the most part. But then after getting my photography right, because that's the whole key. Do your photography right in camera, and then you enhance in Photoshop. You don't repair in Photoshop. You enhance what's there. So after I got my head wrapped around photography, I started putting all my attention into Photoshop. Photoshop is ever evolving. I'm constantly learning every day. It's always updates, new techniques, this and that. Whatever works best for you, you put your focus into that and you master it. Well, that has taken me places now, because the photography world, just as a whole, the photography as a medium is super saturated to the point where oftentimes a lot of clients can't discern or don't care about the differences between camera phone photos and actual professional photographer photos. And they tend to think, oh, my camera, you know, it's got a billion megapixels. It's never going to be the same. It looks great in your camera, but when you transfer it into Photoshop, use it on a big screen, use it in big media, it's 100% noticeable. And I know some will argue with that and say, oh, you're just trying to fight to keep your photography career alive. No, it's true. You wouldn't believe how many clients take headshots with their iPhones, or product photos with their iPhones or whatever, Samsung phones, whatever the case you may hold, and they'll send it to me. Can you make this photo look professional? No. I mean, I can do what I can, but it's never going to look like if I took the photo in my studio. It'll never, you know? I mean, how can a tiny camera match the size of how can a tiny camera phone match the size of an actual physical camera? It'll never. It's just different in pixel density, sensor size, so on and so forth. But I digress. Anyway, because of that revolution in camera phones and people not willing to pay for something they feel they can do themselves, it slowed the photography market down immensely. Big time, tremendously. So, but, you know, even though those people, once again, they take the photos with their camera phone, they send them to me to repair and replace and fix what they thought was good. So that keeps me in business. I love photography. I love it to death. But, you know, I'm basically being pushed out by technology. And Photoshop is full of technology just the same. However, everybody's using these AI programs and they look good, but the problem is, you know, they're AI. Even the best AI usage still needs to be refined by an actual artist such as myself, Photoshop. So I figured, let's not fight the revolution. Let me not keep trying to push my photography on clients who do not respect the process of my photography, and let's just focus on the Photoshop side of it. And that, you know, for the client, they think it's a cheaper option. That's not necessarily the case. It takes me hours sometimes to do some of these refining edits. And it's not because I'm slow or I'm milking the clock or I'm not good. It just requires that much work. But as an artist that knows Photoshop very well, I know it requires that much work. And again, sometimes clients think it's a magic button. You just hit this in Photoshop and it'll look good. It's never the case. It's all manual. It's never automatic. It's all manual. And some people don't understand that, but I do. And I explain that to my clients. And therefore, I'm able to charge, you know, a sustainable rate to keep my freelancing business alive. So, you know, on one end, it does hurt to be like, ah, man, I'm quitting photography. I'm stepping away from photography. I'm stepping away from my baby. I'm letting my baby go off to college or whatever, go off into the world on their own. At the same token, you can reinvent yourself and change things, turn things around Take what you're good at and expand on it. Look at everything in the world. Everything, whether it be cars, wheels, tires, music, music players, amplifiers, speakers, clothing, anything, food processors, cooking techniques, pans, kitchenware, whatever the case it is, it's all been here before. It's all always been here since before we were born. And what happens is people reinvent it. You know, sorry for the blower noise, but the gardeners are doing their work. But people reinvent what's already here, you know. So me stepping away from photography and going into Photoshop, yeah, everybody can do Photoshop, but I have to be better at Photoshop. They got these AI tools that make Photoshop instant. It never looks as good as a manual photo edit, and I know that, so therefore I have to capitalize on that. I have to focus on that. If there's something in your field that's out there that's really good, you have to make it better. That's life. That's evolution. That's the evolution. That's everything that we do as a whole. We constantly improve. We constantly rise. We constantly strive to rise. We push every day to rise. Now, I've said on record many a time before, I don't like to push all the time, man. I really don't. But that's what a caveat. You know, when I say that, people think I'm lazy. Look, man, I work 7 days a week. I work my butt off every single day. Every day. I'm not exaggerating. I work every day. And I work because I have to, not because I want to. My ultimate goal, I set a goal for myself, whatever it may be, photography, Photoshop. I do my car audio. I know you guys see that on my social media and stuff. I do my car audio, and I put a lot of focus into that just the same. My ultimate goal in everything that I do is I set a goal. I set a really high bar for myself. I set a goal. I know what I want to achieve, and I put all my energy, all my focus into that until I achieve that goal. Once I achieve that goal, I'm done, man. I'm done. I'm tired. I don't want to keep going and keep going, keep going. No, I set my goal so high that it feels like I keep going, keep going, keep going, because it's not necessarily easy to achieve. But over the years, you know, that with all the work that I put in, it makes me a master at what I'm doing in order to achieve my goal. And then when I achieve my goal, I just want to sit there and revel in it. You know, I consider myself to be a photography, Photoshop, car audio master. I like where I stand, where I sit. It's only so much you can learn to a certain degree, right? So I like to get there, master it, and maintain there. And because of that, you know, I get to maintain certain clients. Certain clients I get to keep because they know my work ethic. They know the work, the level of work that I'm going to give them in return. And it's always my best effort, 100%. I'm always true to my word. They tell me they need it in a couple of days, I get it in a couple of days. They need it in an hour, I get it ready in an hour. I'm always there, always truthful, always reliable. My clients can count on me. And that reliability, that service, it comes at a premium, you know, as in anything we do. And see, sometimes when I tell people that, they think, oh, you're just charging a price because you think you're good and this, that, and the other. No, don't you charge a price for everything you do, whether it be hourly, whether it be a 9 to 5, you know, whatever the case may be. Aren't you charging a premium for your service? So why is it different for me to do so as a freelancer? You know, so I am reinventing myself to stay strong in my field, but in a different way. Put my focus primarily on my photo editing. Before I came to this conclusion, I was like, man, I'm about to step away from photography. This is all I know. I mean, not really, but still, you know, I mean, I do a lot of stuff, and that's not a brag. It's just I like to have my hands in stuff. I do a lot of stuff, but I put a lot of focus, a lot of effort into my photography and my Photoshop. So to sit here and say I'm thinking about stepping away from it, even considering selling some of my equipment, it's like, yo, like, whoa, man. And that you know, makes my heart skip a beat sometimes, because, you know, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes it does feel like you're giving up, but it's like, I mean, it's my passion, my heart. And I'm not going to ever step away from my passion. But if your passion is not necessarily paying the bills like it did before, you have to step away from your passion or reinvent your passion. You don't have to start all the way over from scratch, because that's very difficult. I've been doing this for 18 years. I don't want to turn around and put another 18 years into something brand new. So therefore, I put more years going forward, another 18 years going forward, into what I already know, but being better at what I know, reinventing what I know. You know, a lot of people, like I said before, like I said earlier, A lot of people want to take their own photos. They're happy with taking their own photos. That's fine. As long as you give me something decent to start with, you send it to me, I can refine it, repair it, make it better. You can't just send me garbage and say, oh, you're a Photoshop master, fix it. It don't work that way. But if you send me something good to start with, a good enough platform, a good enough canvas to start with, then I can refine it and make it a better final product. So if you can do the same in your field of expertise, your career, your baby that you created from scratch, if you can do that, don't give up. Keep doing what you're doing. Just refine what you're doing. Be better at what you're doing. So that way you're irreplaceable. You know, there's always going to be somebody out there. There's 8-9 billion people on this planet, give or take. There's always going to be somebody out here who does what you do just as good as what you do, maybe cheaper, maybe not, maybe faster, maybe not, whatever the case may be. But you hold a place here in this world too, and you're known for what you do. You can't just walk away from what you do, because if you walk away from it, let it go altogether, and then you try to start back, you're going to have to, I mean, it's almost like starting from scratch all over again. Even with like my car audio, I've been doing car audio off and on for 29 years. I took nearly a 20-year hiatus, but I still stayed low-key involved. That way I wasn't completely lost when I got back in the game. But if I had completely stepped away altogether and then tried to get back in the game, I'd have to start all the way over. And I enjoy it. I enjoy every bit of it, but it's time consuming to learn it. Just like anything you do, anything with your craft, anything with your baby. So if you're having a hard time in what you do, take a step back and look at what's going on. Look at what's going on in your market. Look what's going on with your sales, what kind of clients you're retaining, what kind of clients you're losing. And then write a list. And with the clients that you're retaining, cater to them. Focus on those clients. You know, focus on what they want. You got a whole host of clients that want the same thing from you. Put your energy into that and quit trying to force the other part of your expertise if nobody's buying it. You can't make anybody buy anything from you. So if they're not buying what you're selling, change what you're selling. You know, I mean, still within the same, like a donut shop or something, right? You sell all plain donuts and everybody used to buy plain donuts. Now people still like donuts, but they don't like plain anymore. So what you have to do, you have to put some icing on there. Put some icing on your craft. That's all I'm doing. My photography, my Photoshop, you know, you can almost say they're one and the same. That was my glazed donut, or that was my plain donut, right? That was my plain donut. Or better yet, here's a better example. The photography was the plain donut. The Photoshop was the glaze on the donut. But now nobody wants the plain, and the glaze by itself ain't gonna be good enough. So what do? Add sprinkles. Add sprinkles. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to add sprinkles to my photo editing and just make it my primary focus now, with photography being secondary. But that keeps me in the game. I'm reinventing my will. I'm not losing anything. I'm not breaking my own heart by letting my baby go. I don't feel like a failure. It's like I'm still in my craft that I love, and I can still make money from it because I have those clients that appreciate it, that need it. The clients that don't, I have a cut list. I actually have a cut list. I have a long list. Actually, I was looking back at my cut list a couple of days ago. I actually wrote that cut list this month last year. That's trippy, man. It's just like having a vision board. You know, I have my vision board on my computers. Every time I turn my computer on, the first thing I see is my vision board. I look at that, I study it, I check off things that I did accomplish and what I need to work on, and then I get started on my day. But I had a cut list that I wrote down on a piece of paper a year ago, almost to this date. A year ago, almost to this date, and I'm looking at the list now, and everybody that I had on the cut list, I divided it in half. The top half was the keep list. The bottom half was the cut list. I just scratched off the last name on my cut list, you know, and the cut list, it was because those clients either didn't appreciate my work, kept trying to renegotiate prices on my work after they had been fully 100% satisfied with my work. They still wanted to renegotiate it because maybe I made it look too easy and they didn't think it was worth it. No, I made it look easy because I've been doing it for 18, 19 years. That's why it looks easy to me. But, you know, they tend to work with other clients other freelancers, and then they see it's not that good, then they try to come back to me. It's like, yeah, are you still interested in working? It's like, nah, you soured our relationship by disrespecting my work and my craft. Only way we're going to come back together is if I'm charging you, you know, almost double what I charged you before. And it's not going to be the same type of energy. It's not going to be the same happiness, the friendliness that I project all the time. Because now I know you don't respect my work and you're just coming back to me out of desperation because you realize you made a mistake. Our relationship has been sullied, you know. So those people made the cut list. They're going to stay on the cut list, and I'm going to cultivate new clients based on my primary focus, which is going to be my photo editing. So if you have photographers out there, take good pictures, but not great pictures, and they need them to be enhanced or even retouched, refined, realistically, not looking like AI, not looking like plastic, you know where to find me. I'm all over the place. Everything I do is public. But with that being said, I hope you guys gathered something good from this rant. Hope I didn't talk your ear off in the wrong way. Hope it gave you some motivation to keep on going, to not let your baby go. Because even if you do let your baby go, it's going to be a burning desire inside you that still wants your baby back. So just hold on to your baby. Even if you don't put them on the front line, keep them in your pocket. Because when you take that break, eventually that fire is going to start burning again and you're going to want to get back to it. You don't want to have to re-spark that fire. Let that fire simmer. Let it still be there. And that way it only takes a little bit of fuel to get it burning again, full blaze. Until next time, thank you guys for listening. And I will see you on the next episode. And before I go, like always, if you see somebody, smile at them. Pay it forward. It might make their day that much better. They could be having a bad, bad day, bad, hard time, and everybody's just giving them grief. And then your smile could make their day. And it's not necessarily to flirt unless you want to. But if not, just smile and say hello. It takes zero energy, zero effort to say, hey. You know, you don't have to be like, hey, how you doing? What's going on with your life and all that? Tell me your story. Nah, just look at somebody and say, hey, instead of ignoring them and walking by like they're not there. You know, maybe in their life, nobody's seeing them at all until you saw them. You said hello. Hey, that's all. So next time, you guys, I'll be around.